Nolte, DoorDash driver contaminates cop's food and social media video. By John Nolte on July 15, 2021. Video posted to social media shows a delivery driver tampering with food that had been ordered by an NYPD officer. And now the driver could face charges, far-left NBC News reports. How is this not an act of domestic political terrorism? And what kind of social media ecosystem does this guy inhabit where he feels comfortable bragging about doing something so awful? The corrupt media spend all their time looking to get QAnon booted offline. People who are guilty of nothing more than believing stuff. But these anti-cop ecosystems never even rate a mention. In the gross video, the DoorDash delivery man could be seen sticking a note inside a Chipotle container with his bare hands, contaminating the meal. The note read "Hope that, taste good," giving the impression that the food might have been tampered with in other ways as well. Police said the incident occurred sometime between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Monday. The food was brought to the officer at the 61st Precinct in Brooklyn and he threw it in the trash. The incriminating video was posted on Facebook by a user named So Certified. In the comments section, he claimed to have been the one who put the note in the food, saying this is a Facebook public announcement. I don't violate people food like that, that was personal. We at war. We at war. That I agree with. So it is political, and if such a thing were done to a child molester rotting in prison, there would be, and should be, serious consequences. And how is this personal? Did this cop shoot Mr. DoorDash's dog, make a play for his fat wife, give him a speeding ticket? Or is this personal war against police officers? Any police officer, because the Democrat Party and the corporate media have spent years smearing police officers as racist pigs hunting down black men for sport? DoorDash expressed its horror in a statement to NBC. This behavior is absolutely unacceptable and has no place in our community. We take the trust and respect of merchants, customers, and Dashers extremely seriously. They say the DoorDashers' accounts have been deactivated. Which, I guess, is 21st century speak for "we fired his ass." Chipotle declared the actions inexcusable. There is some good news. Police are now searching for the delivery driver. Reports the same NBC News that has done so much to gin up this unwarranted hatred of police officers. If they are able to track him down, he could be arrested and charged with reckless endangerment, which is a felony. Yeah, and then some left-wing district attorney surfing on campaign donations from George Soros will let him go. We don't know if the police officer ate the food, poor guy or gal. The climate manufactured around police officers by Democrats and the political media is really something. They're not only responsible for this terrorism. All of it, from A to Black Lives Matter, they're also responsible for encouraging and championing it. If a red-hatted magogai did this exact same thing to someone in Sikh-lol, it would be the top story until Jake Tapper ran out of smug. This story will be gone before Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo can high-five over it.